Good morning. It's April 22nd, and this is your daily brief in world news. Here's everything you need to know. In a significant legislative move, the U.S. House of Representatives has greenlighted a substantial $95 billion foreign aid package, with a hefty $61 billion allocated specifically for military aid to Ukraine. This development comes at a critical juncture in the ongoing conflict, marking a pivotal moment in international support for Ukraine. The endorsement of this aid by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky underscores its perceived strategic value, highlighting it as a robust message to Russia amidst escalating tensions. However, the aid's journey from approval to deployment raises several concerns, notably about the timeliness of its delivery and its adequacy in meeting the urgent needs of the Ukrainian front line. Russian officials have voiced stark warnings, suggesting that the influx of aid could exacerbate the conflict, leading to increased casualties and prolonging hostilities. Despite its approval by the House, the package's ultimate fate hinges on the Senate's concurrence, introducing a potential delay in its deployment to Ukraine's military efforts. Meanwhile, the situation on the ground remains dire, with Russian forces securing strategic gains in the Donetsk region and inflicting casualties through shelling and missile attacks in various regions. The impending wait for the U.S. aid poses a significant challenge for Ukrainian forces, potentially leading to further setbacks. As the conflict persists, Ukraine is already looking ahead, recognizing the need for continued strategic planning and additional resources for 2025. In the dead of night, Israeli forces carried out airstrikes in Rafah, Gaza, marking a tragic escalation in the region with at least 22 lives lost, including 18 children. This incident has thrust the long-standing conflict back into the global spotlight, with dire humanitarian consequences and geopolitical ramifications. The United States is on the brink of approving a substantial aid package for Gaza, totaling $26 billion. Of this, $9 billion is specifically designated for humanitarian assistance, aiming to address the immediate needs of those affected by the conflict. Meanwhile, the Israeli-occupied West Bank is witnessing a surge in tensions and violent incidents, contributing to an already volatile situation. The international community has voiced concerns, urging restraint and calling for measures to prevent further escalation. The airstrikes in Rafah have not only resulted in significant loss of life, but have also heightened fears of a potential all-out war between Israel and Iran. The situation on the ground is critical, with over 1 million Palestinians in Rafah now displaced, seeking refuge in tents and temporary shelters amidst the ruins of their community. This unfolding crisis underscores the urgent need for diplomatic intervention and humanitarian aid to prevent further loss of life and to support those displaced by the conflict. The world watches closely as efforts to navigate this complex and deeply entrenched conflict continue. In a world where political tensions frequently teeter on the brink of escalation, the widow of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, Julia Navalnaya, has voiced her deep concerns over the unpredictability of Russian President Vladimir Putin, particularly regarding the potential use of nuclear weapons in the ongoing conflict with Ukraine. This comes at a time when the geopolitical landscape seems increasingly volatile, with recent arrests of Russian spies in Europe adding to the tension. Julia Navalnaya's fears stem from a broader context of Putin's aggressive tactics, as evidenced by the arrests of suspected Russian spies, signaling a worrying stance from the Kremlin. She is calling for heightened support from Western countries to combat Putin's regime, underscoring the critical need for international solidarity against threats to global security. Despite the personal risks involved, Navalnaya expresses a strong desire to return to Russia, showing a remarkable commitment to her country and the cause her husband fought for. The loss of Alexei Navalny is a poignant reminder of the stakes involved in the struggle for democracy and human rights in Russia. Navalnaya's call to support anti-war and anti-Putin activists within Russia, along with her hopes for reconciliation between Russia and Ukraine, highlight the complex interplay of internal and external pressures facing the country. Amidst these challenges, The U.S. House's approval of a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine stands as a significant gesture of support, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanking the U.S. for its leadership in maintaining international order. This aid is deemed crucial for Ukraine's survival against Russian aggression. These developments underscore the ongoing tensions between Russia and Europe, emphasizing the urgency of preventing further conflicts and the importance of supporting nations and individuals who are on the front lines of defending democratic values against authoritarian forces. In a striking revelation, an investigation by the New York Times has uncovered that several members of the Chinese swim team were found to have tested positive for the banned substance trimetazidine before the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. Despite these findings, the athletes were cleared to compete by both China and the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, raising serious questions about the integrity of the competition and the oversight of international doping regulations. The investigation specifically highlighted the case of Chinese swimmer Zhang Yufei, who, after testing positive for trimetazidine, went on to win 4 medals at the Tokyo Games, including 2 golds. Furthermore, 2 male swimmers from China also tested positive for the same substance. Remarkably, one of these athletes won a gold medal while the other set a world record, intensifying the scrutiny over the legitimacy of their achievements. In response to these allegations, Germany's Interior Minister Nancy Faeser has called for a comprehensive investigation into the suspected doping cover-up. Faeser's demand underscores the international concern over the fairness of competition and the credibility of WADA's anti-doping efforts. This controversy not only casts a shadow over the accomplishments of the Tokyo Olympics, but also threatens to undermine the integrity of the upcoming Paris Olympics, which are just 100 days away. The fallout from this investigation has ignited a global debate on the effectiveness of current anti-doping measures and the need for transparency and accountability in international sports competitions. As the story develops, the sports world awaits further updates, hoping for a resolution that will restore faith in the fairness of Olympic competition. In a significant shift in geopolitical alliances, the United States is pulling out its military forces from Niger, marking the end of a 12-year military assistance agreement. This move comes as Niger's ruling junta revokes the agreement and leans towards Russia for support, sparking widespread protests and reshaping the security landscape in the Sahel region. The decision affects 1,000 U.S. military personnel and leads to the closure of 2 strategic bases, including a key site for drone operations targeting jihadist groups. This operational pivot follows unsuccessful attempts by the Biden administration to salvage the military agreement, underscoring a complex backdrop of regional instability and shifting alliances. Niger's military government has not only ended its defense alliance with the U.S., but also prompted the withdrawal of French troops, signaling a broader realignment with Russia. This transition is particularly concerning for the U.S. and its European allies, given the ongoing battle against jihadist forces and the strategic importance of the region's natural resources, including uranium. Despite the military pullback, the U.S. plans to maintain diplomatic and economic relationships with Niger, navigating the new geopolitical terrain while reassessing strategies to combat jihadism and secure resource access in the Sahel. This development reflects the changing dynamics in Niger and the broader region, as traditional Western allies recalibrate their engagement in response to the growing Russian influence. This has been your daily brief in world news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.